This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration has restored rules to protect imperiled species and shield their habitats from destruction after the measures were rolled back under former President Donald Trump. Among the changes, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will reinstate a decades-old regulation that mandates blanket protections for animals and plants newly classified as threatened. That means that officials won't have to craft specific plans to shield each individual species while protections are pending, as has been done recently with North American wolverines in the Rocky Mountains, alligator snapping turtles in the Southeast, and spotted owls in California. The blanket protections rule had been dropped in 2019 under Trump and encouraged by industry. The restored protections come as extinctions accelerate globally due to habitat loss and other pressures. The rules from the Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service also make it easier to designate areas as critical for a species' survival. That could benefit imperiled fish and freshwater mussels in the Southeast, where the aquatic animals in many cases are now absent from portions of their historical range. With blanket protections, species designated as threatened automatically qualify for the same protections as those with the more severe designation of endangered. Officials say that the blanket protections would be used primarily for threatened plants, which are generally protected under federal law on federal lands, but not on private property. Agency officials will continue crafting species-specific rules for threatened animals. The Endangered Species Act is credited with helping save the bald eagle, California condor, and scores more animals and plants from extinction since President Richard Nixon signed it into law. It currently protects more than 1,600 species in the United States and its territories. The CDC is alerting doctors to watch for a rare, serious bacterial infection appearing with unusual symptoms. Meningococcal infections are on the rise in the United States. These infections, which are caused by a certain strain of Neisseria meningitidis bacteria, may present with unusual symptoms and have a higher fatality rate. In the cases identified so far this year, about 1 in 6 people have died, a higher fatality rate than typically seen with meningococcal infections. Meningitis is an inflammation or swelling of the protective membranes covering the brain and spinal cord caused by a bacterial or viral infection of the fluid surrounding the brain and spinal cord. The CDC's alert comes after the Virginia Department of Health warned about 5 deaths from the same rare serious form of meningococcal disease in September. These recent cases of meningitis are also unusual because they are striking middle-aged adults. Typically, meningitis strikes babies or adolescents and young adults. Meningococcal disease refers to any sickness caused by Neisseria meningitidis bacteria. The infection can lead to both meningitis and a serious infection of the bloodstream called septicemia or blood poisoning. The bacteria can spread from person to person through the exchange of respiratory and throat secretions and typically occurs via kissing, coughing, sneezing, or living in close contact with others who are infected. Typical symptoms of meningitis infections include fever, headache, a stiff neck, an aversion to light, and nausea. But many of the recently reported cases don't have those typical symptoms. Instead, about 2/3 of patients have bloodstream infections, and some have had painful infected joints. Initial symptoms can look like a lot of different infections, but they get worse quickly and may become life-threatening within hours, the CDC says. Immediate treatment with antibiotics is critical. Survivors may have long-term effects, such as deafness or amputations of the arms and legs. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.